and welcome to the very last hike and pod of 2023. I've managed to make my way down to the south coast. I've just had lunch with my parents and now I am moved away from the New Forest. So I'm just outside the New Forest on the south coast. I'm in a place called Everton, not the Everton in Merseyside in the northeast of England, in the southwest of England, sort of. I'm actually really far south coast, so I'm just west of Southampton, in a place called Everton. There's a car coming and it's going to slow down for me. It is. And I came down this morning and I wanted to do the very last walk of 23 and sort of make it a big one and something a bit more exciting. Now, I'm really kind of glad I did it this way around. So I planned this route to take me from Lymington train station down towards the seafront and then along the seafront and then back up through Milford-on-Sea almost, and then finally up to Lymington again and then drive home. For a very good reason, I prefer to do the coastal bit last, so that is a bit more exciting than just sort of, you know, starting off the coastal bit and then walking inland, because I think I found that out pretty much with the Lewes trip, which I incidentally was pronouncing wrong. It's not Lewes, as I said, it's Lewes. So I thought I would reverse the trip, reverse the walk, so that even though I start and finish in Lymington, I then walk through Lymington town, but get the main road out the way. So the route that I'd planned on the Ordnance Survey map took me to just outside of Lymington into a garden centre, and then round the back of the garden centre is a footpath that leads you into a copse forest and wooded area. And when I got there, having sort of done this kind of slightly epic walk through the garden centre, because I mean, it's not like these aren't like London garden centres here, these are like immense places out here in the counties. So you walk past, and because there's huge like nurseries as well, so you have to sort of navigate through and round all of those. And when I got to the spot, I'd found that there was a gate, although the gate didn't look locked. But the other side of the gate was overgrown with thorn bushes and stuff, and obviously no one has used that path in a long time, maybe a year or so. And so I was really disappointed. So I looked on the OS and I couldn't find a route to sort of navigate round it. So the only thing I could do really was to sort of come back on myself, back onto the main road. Yeah, an A road, because that's fun. And then walk down towards Barton-on-Sea, but not actually hit Barton-on-Sea, just sort of just before it. And then, so I've now got a nice extended walk along the sea front from Barton all the way up to Lymington by the pier and stuff. So which, is, in that respect, it's nice. I'm looking forward to that bit, and that bit has kind of made it worthwhile. But I've just done this treacherous bit on an A road that wasn't fun, because I was walking on a verge when then the footpath ended, and I hate doing that. I hate walking on that area, because I wanted an adventure. I didn't want to spend my time walking on an A road. The whole point was to, so I don't mind, I'm on a road now, but it's not an A road, it's a B road, I believe. And I don't mind that, because it's fine. But we see the problem with A roads in this country is that some of them go up to 60 miles an hour. So when you're walking on a very precarious ledge or edge or verge, you know, there's a car going past you a foot away at 65 miles an hour. You know, it's a little unnerving and takes the fun out of what you're doing, really. So anyway, I'm glad I got through that. And it wasn't a huge amount, actually, to be honest with you. It was only maybe a half a kilometre of that, but still, that's still too much. So it is the 29th of December. I should have said that and led with that, but we've got glorious blue sunshine with some few clouds, but and it's only it's like 2:30. No, it's not. It's probably about 3 o'clock now, actually, in the afternoon. No, is it? It's 2:45. There you go. Split the difference. 2:45, and I think we're probably about 1.75 hours from sunset. So I'm hoping, I don't mind walking along the seafront when the sun's gone down. Did that at Shoeburyness and it was amazing, absolutely amazing view. And I think I used that as one of my posts, which you can see on the front page of markriley.org. But, and I don't mind doing that here, because that was just, because Lymington's a beautiful little village town. Actually, it's not little, it's quite a big town. So it's a lovely place to go. And I'm quite sure that walking out to Lymington Pier at night time would be equally as exciting. So I've got a few more things I was going to talk about, but I'm going to sort of save my breath and energy and save it for when I actually get closer to the seafront, so I'll feel more like a proper podcast. So I'll see you soon. So welcome back. I successfully managed to just record a whole section, which I was kind of pleased about, and then right at the end I remembered that half of the stuff that I was talking about, which was about being Father Christmas at Capel Manor and Oakley School, I realised that I'd already mentioned in the previous podcast. So I thought I'd do this whole section again and hopefully you'll be able to hear me. I know it's incredibly windy and it really is, it's not too bad. For the second section of this walk, I'd made my way down to the coast, and as I was walking out of, which is Milford-on-Sea, I was walking away from there, I could see this, what was it, hill. Well, it was just a rather really large hill, right, a big mound, and I thought, oh, I wonder what that is, because it's like a, I know that I'm quite close to the Solent, and I know that I'm quite close to the sea. So I thought, yeah, and I'm basically, part of the walk takes me quite close to do a lighthouse, which I was aiming to do, which I'm now currently parallel to. Okay, and when I got there, I realised what I was actually looking at was the Isle of Wight, and I hadn't realised it was so close, and the channel between it is so relatively narrow. It's not, but what's quite cool about it is I can actually see the cars on the Isle of Wight driving along one of the roads. And the lights, of street lights, have come on, so that's kind of cool. Actually, I'm quite pleased about that, because I wasn't expecting to see that kind of detail with the naked eye, you know, and with it being so close. Because I think, actually, no, this is quite a big island. It's 76 miles diameter, and you know, I can see the Needles. I'm sort of very conscious I don't want to move too much because I've got the wind behind me, and I don't want to interfere with the mic too much. But yeah, I can literally see the Needles, and so I came up over onto the beach and set up my camera to do a time lapse, and then there was a couple decided to come and take a selfie, which I thought was fine because it's kind of like a romantic scene. It sort of adds to it. And then the woman stood there for ages checking her phone to look at, check she had a decent enough image. So they actually stayed for the whole duration of the time lapse. So I actually went up to them afterwards and said, "Do you want to see your time lapse that you're in, that you've kind of, you know, photobombed?" And she was like, "Oh, I'm so glad that I was in your time lapse." And I was like, "Yeah, I wasn't, because I have to do it again." So then I had to spend another 5 minutes, because that's how long it takes for a quick one anyway, recording that a bit closer. And then right at the end, another family came along, but I just thought, well, I'm in an open space, I can't really complain too much about that. You know, I'm going to get people coming in, so it was nice, actually, because I was quite pleased. And it was a really picturesque scene, with kind of quite dramatic clouds. And I realised I am actually really covering the mic, so I think I might have to stop this and pick it up again when I get a bit more inland, and then I'll explain the rest of it then. So this is actually really exciting. I do hope that you can hear this, but I literally am facing the north coast of the Isle of Wight, and I can see the different ports that take you there, that get on the island. So this is actually, I don't know that I've physically been this close. I mean, I've stayed on the Isle of Wight, I've been a few times, this close from the mainland before, because usually I go to, there's a place up just up the coast I go to with my parents, and we sit and have coffee and cakes and then walk along the beach and stuff. And I think I did that a couple of times last year, actually. And what I didn't want to do really was kind of go on about how much and what happened last year. So I didn't really want to do a review of 2023. I do want to explain into minor detail kind of my excitement for 2024, because I've got quite a few planned adventures ready to go, actually, straight off the bat in January. So I'm looking forward to that. And I don't want to say too much, not because I don't want to share it with you, I actually do really, you know, actually want to talk about it. But I think last year I'd kind of like had a mind of planning stuff, and then I got calcification tendonitis in my right shoulder, and then it became really difficult because I couldn't move my shoulder because I was in so much pain, and I couldn't do any of my adventures. I could just, like, you know, walk for a few miles locally for the first sort of 3 months of the year. So it was a real kind of, like, you know, rubbishy time for the first part. But this year I'm kind of, you know, so I start on the 9th of January. I'm heading down to Penzance for a couple of nights. And I thought, do you know what, I don't care if it's cold, I don't care if it's rainy, I don't care if it's windy, I don't care if there are storms, I'm going to do a big walk. I've wanted to do this for a very long time. I've wanted to do this since May, actually, this year, and I didn't get to do it. For whatever reason, but now I'm going to do it, and I'm going to start 24 as I mean to go on. And again, I still can't believe I'm staring at the Isle of Wight. It's gorgeous, and I've just seen there's a car. I know, it's mad, and it's turning. And like, my eyesight's not that great, to be fair, you know. It's just cool. I can see so many flashing lights, and I kind of look at it and I think, yeah, do you know what? I reckon I can do that on my bike in a day. 76 miles, I reckon. I reckon I could do that. I mean, if I can make it across Portland Bill on my bike, on a foldy bike, with no practice and absolutely no idea where I was going and no idea it was so hilly, I reckon I could do the Isle of Wight. I was just talking about it to my cousin Justin yesterday, I don't know, he could do with coming out on a big long bike ride. I don't know if he'd be up for that, but he might, I don't know. He's definitely said he was up for a bike ride. So that's one of them, the adventures I've got planned. They're not sandpipers. I don't know what these are. They're beautiful little birds. There's loads of them, actually. I would take a picture, but I don't think I'd get a very good one. I'm just in awe of this. So there's a whole section of the Isle of Wight, right, which is the most northerly part of it, which is like completely lit up. And then you've got bits and bits to the, well, my right facing it, but I'm guessing it's left side of the island, going up towards the Needles, that's illuminated. But on the right side, it's just nothing. I can't see any lights at all. So I keep thinking to myself, is that really part of the island? But it is, because I can see. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, I wonder if it is possible, right, to paddleboard to the Isle of Wight. Now, I know, so I'm going to do Brown Sea Island. That's going to paddleboard to Brown Sea Island at some point, maybe May next year. And then and there's one in March I'm going to go to, which is just a camp. First, I think, you know, if I don't do winter camping, which I'm aiming to do, then it's, you know, I'm looking at first camping session in March, where I go paddle boarding, cycling and hiking and camping all in one or two nights. So that's another one of those adventures. And then it's going to be lots of walks around Essex, because I was with my brother-in-law yesterday and he likes walking as well, and I love walking, and I love walking in Essex, and he lives in Essex, so I thought, you know, let's he said, and he also said, you know, we should meet up and team up and do stuff. They were quite in awe of the walk I did quite recently, the Pitsey to Shoebury Ness. They seemed quite interested, and it's quite funny, actually, because he's 6'6" and I'm 5'4", so you know he towers over me. And he was like, you know, you're gonna be able to keep up. And I was like, yeah, I think I'll manage. I am, despite my short frame and stature, I have a very good stride that's quite powerful, and I'm quite sure I'll be able to keep up. So now, between now and the actual end of the year, I've got New Year's Eve. When I say that, I mean I don't have any plans for New Year's Eve yet, and since I'm not the partying kind anymore, I was kind of thinking I could go somewhere. Now, I thought about Hampstead Heath and watching the fireworks over London, and then I kind of yeah, I've done that. And then I thought maybe head over to Alexandra Palace, and then I wondered about that as well. I'm not keen on that idea either. So I'm sort of left with either going on a big walk somewhere and hiking to somewhere and watching the New Year in, because I don't really want to stay in, to be honest with you. You know, I'd much rather go somewhere else and yeah, enjoy it. So yeah, I'm not sure. I don't. So this could well be the very last, if it comes out, that is, and I'm not overrun by wind noise, this could well be the very last podcast of 2023. So on that note, I will take this opportunity to thank you very much for following me on my adventures. Thank you very much for your support with Molly and all the other crazy stuff I've done this year, and I look forward to sharing my 2024 with you. So from me, Mark Riley, from the Hike and Pod cast, I wish you a very happy 2023, and I look forward to seeing you in 2024.